It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Ari Shapiro, filling in for Renee Montaigne. It has now been 2 weeks since Haiti's earthquake, and the international approach to the country is evolving.
We have two reports this morning. In a moment, we'll hear from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who sat down with Michelle Kelleman to talk about raising money to rebuild the country.
But first, in Haiti, where more than 1 million people have been displaced, officials are now looking toward longer-term issues, such as extended medical care and shelter for the homeless. NPR's John Burnett spent the day with U.S. relief officials and sent this report.
Killick Point is a Haitian Coast Guard station about 6 miles up the coast from Port-au-Prince, shaded by mango and palm trees. Today it's the site of a mobile clinic set up by the U.S. Army's Joint Task Force Bravo out of Honduras. Colonel Marie Dominguez is the doctor in charge here, where more than 1,000 patients have been treated since the earthquake. She stands over a man lying on his stomach on a hospital bed with a hole in his back.
This is a gentleman who had a small wound on the day of the earthquake, and he came in, he's got a big abscess on his back, which needs to be cleaned out, packed with dressings, changed every day.
Dominguez says they don't see as many patients coming in with life and death wounds like before. It's been long enough that people have either gotten better from, say, a crushed chest wound, or they've died.
And now what we're really starting to see is a lot of infections coming in as well, you know, where people that had a small wound and then it's gotten infected and passing out on them.
The U.S. military medical mission is overwhelmed. The Navy hospital ship, the USS Comfort, is filled with patients, as are the hospitals on board an aircraft carrier and a helicopter carrier floating in the water off the Haitian coast. The 22 hospitals in Port-au-Prince are overflowing with earthquake victims. So the plan is for the U.S. military to erect a convalescent care tent city as soon as this week to get post-op patients off the ships and make room for more critical care cases.
Some people are ready to go home, and of course the problem is they don't have a home to go to.
Dr. Rich Ellison, the chief surgeon for the U.S. military's Joint Task Force Haiti, says they're already preparing a piece of land 10 miles north of the capital. He says the field hospital will start with 250 beds.
It's going to be like MASH. It's going to be tents, cots, you know, food, water, things that they need, that we want them to be comfortable, but we don't want them to go home yet.
Looming over the humanitarian crisis is the arrival of the Caribbean rainy season in April. Haitians who lost their homes are living completely exposed to the elements, perhaps under a thin cotton sheet to protect them from the sun. USAID recently sent in some 10,000 rolls of plastic sheeting for makeshift shelters, says former Ambassador Louis Luck. He's the U.S. government's coordinator for relief and recovery in Haiti.
We're scrambling as hard as we can. We have received a tremendous number of rolls of plastic sheeting. We're cutting it up and we're distributing it, and we're getting out as quickly as we can with the use of Haitian labor.
And there's another deadline facing the aid providers, the expectations of a population that needs everything. Lieutenant General Ken Keene is the commander of JTF Haiti.
Clearly, if we are unable to respond, and I say we, the international community, the United Nations, to meet the needs of the people, then there will be growing unrest.
The 22nd Marine Expeditionary Unit has set up camp in the sleepy coastal town of Petite Guave, where half the village was destroyed. They're about to begin distributing aid any day now, but the town folk gathered around the landing zone are impatient.
When will you start to distribute food and water and tents?
A man demands, when will you start to distribute food, water, and tents? The Marines guarding the landing zone are unfazed by the demanding crowd. Everything's relative. They've all done 2 tours in Iraq or Afghanistan, where snipers and roadside bombs are a daily threat. Lance Corporal William Berdejo from Passaic, New Jersey, wearing a cloth cap and light body armor, is asked about his surprise deployment to Haiti.
Beautiful. You don't got to worry about getting shot. You know you're going home for a fact. You don't got to worry about it. Oh, man, I probably won't make it home this time. It's nice coming here and helping out the people.
In fact, the Marines seem to be enjoying their Haitian holiday before they have to go back to war fighting. John Burnett, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.